The WBKY Saturday Morning Quarterback Show is on the air on 1580, 103.3 WPKY and WPKYonline.com. Time to take a look back at last night's Caldwell game. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
A wild and woolly matchup last night as the Tigers knock off Marshall County 30-28 in the first home game of the 2025 season out at Tiger Stadium. And good morning, everyone. We're at McDonald's on 62 West. This is Todd Griffin. We've got coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley with us on controls today, Camden McGregor and Abby Cowan. So we got a full house at McDonald's. And first of all, Coach McClung, what a crazy game last night, and you know, the best part of it was we had two more points than they did at the end.
Yeah, you know, every once in a while you get involved in a crazy game like that, and I told the kids at halftime that the game wasn't over, even though we had a good lead, and Marshall County didn't stop playing, and it was a hard-fought game, and we got lucky and made some big plays on defense and pulled it out at the end, but it was a crazy game. It was a big crowd, and everybody definitely got their money's worth last night.
You start talking about plays of the game or the play of the game, and there's almost too many to mention.
Oh yeah, we had a bunch of kids make some big plays. I got to mention Cam Wilson. He had just a monster game, and he really, really pulled it out for us. He forced a fumble early in the game and recovered it, and he had a long touchdown run, and then, you know, when they got the game to 2 points, he just ripped the ball away from the running back, ran it all the way back for a touchdown. And I told him that's what big-time guys do, man. They get to point in the game. They just decide to take over, and they make the plays to win the game. And that's what he did for us last night.
Yeah, that was a strange-looking play because that ball never hit the ground. He just reached in and snatched it and took off.
Yeah, I was glad the referees didn't blow it dead. Yeah. You know, it was one of those plays a lot of times gets blown dead. The kid wasn't down. The kid kept fighting, and Cam just went in there and just took it away from him.
That was a huge play, and Jeff, we talked last night on the radio about if you had the Caldwell County defense last night, you got a lot of fantasy points out of that one.
Yeah, defense had a good game. We were super aggressive and got after it and caused some turnovers and scored and got a safety and all those things. That makes it fun, and the kids come to play and were aggressive and knocked people around, and that makes for a fun night.
Yeah, I think 16 points basically from the defense last night. So you can win a lot of games when your defense puts up points for you.
Yeah, I hope. I don't know if you can count on your defense to average 16 points a game, but that's a heck of a good night to kind of help put us over the top.
We talked about the Cam Wilson fumble return. Of course, Philip Merritt may have had the play of the game with that fumble recovery just before halftime.
Yeah, oh yeah, that was huge. I think Jack Roach hit the quarterback and caused a fumble, and Philip was out in front with, I think everybody in the stadium was screaming, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. And when he did, and he got to take off and score a touchdown, the fun thing was that was really his first varsity game. I think he got a couple snaps last week, but he's a freshman, and we expect big things out of him.
He played a lot last night.
Yeah, he did. There was a little substitution package that Coach Berg had put in for to get an extra defensive lineman on the field, and he was the extra defensive lineman. So it was some substitution things from the week before that Coach wanted to look at a little bit different, and then Phillip took advantage.
Yeah, Coach McClung, a lot of times you tell guys to dive on the football, but with no time on the clock, there's no really sense in diving on it. You got to pick that thing up and go.
You know, most of the time that's what you want linemen to do. You want them to just get on the ball because they have trouble getting down there and picking it up. And a lot of times they'll kick it or knock it forward instead of just getting the ball. But that was one instance where we wanted him to pick the ball up. And, you know, he was athletic enough to get down there and pick it up and then start running. And then he only had about 5 yards to go, but it took him a long time to get that 5 yards. I didn't think he was ever going to get there, but he did. And, you know, we had milked the clock going down to end the half, and we'd only left about 30 seconds left on the clock. So for them to, you know, for some reason they thought that they needed to throw the ball, and we were able to get a sack and force a fumble, and Phillip made that great play.
There were 22 seconds left when Colson Maddox scored the touchdown that, you know, gave you a little breathing room. And then Marshall County, I think, ran one play, then tried the pass, and it didn't work. And the interesting thing on what we ended up recovering the touchdown and running it back, the clock was so close to running out when they snapped the football. Yeah. I was up at midfield because I was waiting to talk to you at halftime.
Yeah.
And so I could see the snap and the clock in the background. It was going from 1-0 when they got the snap off.
Yeah. And there was I noticed there was no time when the when he scooped it up. So that was a you don't see a lot of plays like that in football, and that was a really memorable play. And for a freshman, you know, that he'll remember that for the rest of his life. And you know, it was an awesome play. It's about as excited as we the sidelines ever gotten. We got a penalty on it, and we got a big pile in the end zone, which was, you know, we don't want to do that, but it was probably worth it.
Yeah.
It was probably worth the yards, and we did. We ended up not getting it unsportsmanlike. We ended up just getting a 5-yard sideline warning.
On a sideline.
So that was good. You know, and I apologize to the referees. They should have flagged us. You know, we got excited, but, you know, we weren't trying to show anybody up or anything. We just got really excited right before halftime.
I was going to say that wasn't premeditated. It just happened, and everybody kind of spilled on the field because they were so excited.
It was. It was an exciting play, and the kids were fired up, and it's probably may have decided the game, you know. Big picture, you look back on the one or two plays that decided the game. That may have been the play that decided the game.
Well, either that or the safety you got in the first quarter. Yeah. That those 2 points ended up being pretty big. And you can also go back to the Daylon Lander run on our basically last play from scrimmage that wasn't a kneel down, where he picked up a first down on 4th and 3.
Yeah, I mean, they were I noticed that they were really flowing hard to our running back. You know, they had really played a lot more down. They put more people in the box and were blitzing more than they had in their previous games and scrimmages. So, you know, I thought about punting there, but I really didn't want to give them the ball back with 2 minutes left to go in the game. And, you know, they were just screaming down to our running back every time. So, you know, we called a timeout. We were trying to think of what to do. And I just went to Dale and I said, look, we're gonna fake zone, and you're going to keep it, and you're going to get the first down. And that's all we need is the first down. So make sure you take care of the ball. We needed 3 or 4 yards. And they flew to the running back, and he was wide open. Almost probably could have scored, but we got the first down, and we were able to kneel it out the rest of the way.
Yeah, Marshall County, I think, took their final timeout right after that play to stop the clock. But with 1:50 to go and 40 seconds to run plays, I mean, it was just a little simple math on the sideline then to decide it was time to get in victory formation and get out of there.
Yeah, I knew we had enough time to kneel it. I knew we could kneel it out all the way. And for some reason, the referee said, no, you won't. You'll have 2 seconds left. And I was like, what are you talking about? They have one timeout. We're going to kneel it 3 times. And we had plenty of they had no timeouts, and we could kneel it 3 times. So I knew that they couldn't stop us from getting in victory and just ending the game.
Yeah, they took their last one after Daylon.
Yeah,
run. So you've got a first down, and they've got no timeouts.
Yeah, we have 40 seconds every time, and there's even 4 or 5 seconds in time takes them to set the ball. Yeah. So, you know, we had it. We didn't need to run a play, and after that first down, we'd won the game.
Yeah, Jeff, first time since 2019 that we're off to a 2-0 start.
Yeah, that's great, man. I know it's not from lack of effort from the previous years, but it feels good. The kids have played two nip and tuck games, it feels like, and had to battle for 4 quarters. So, you know, we had some cramps last night, but the kids kind of fought through those cramps. Some of those key guys that are playing both ways come out, and they just kind of battled through the whole thing and were able to make plays at the end. I think that's what I take away from the game the most. It was a fun game, and it was back and forth and kind of wild, but at the end you had, you know, some of those guys that played both ways and get a lot of carries on offense and play a bunch of defense, and they're cramping and going in and out, and you're trying to find substitutions. But then at the end, you know, those guys that you count on were the guys that made the plays to make the difference.
Yeah, Cam Wilson literally couldn't walk off the field one time, had to literally be dragged off the field because of his cramps, but it didn't seem to affect him on that return.
I think one time I looked down the sideline and Cam just said, okay, he just decided to go back in. Yeah. He was just, look, I'm not ready to give up on this thing. It's not so bad that I can't play. And, you know, that kind of toughness kind of inspires the rest of the team sometimes. I think kudos to Cam for putting us on his back a little bit.
Thought Marshall County came in and played well, and it was just a good atmosphere for a high school football game, and both teams competed. It wasn't always – the execution wasn't always perfect, but it was just a fun game to watch, and I thought both teams got after it.
They did. You know, and kudos to Marshall County for coming out at the half, and they could have easily kind of mailed it in, and, you know, they didn't do that, and they kept battling back and were able to make plays, and – you know, they had a couple turnovers and scores of their own on defense, and that's, you know, That's you say that, you know, you tip your hat to a team that keeps doing that and keeps battling and makes it a tight game. We were fortunate to get on the winning side, but, you know, we just had that extra 2 points made a big difference.
Feels like the first two games we've kind of had trouble delivering that knockout punch against both Hopkins County Central and Marshall County, yet we're 2-0, so finding ways to win games, that's kind of a knack too.
Yeah, hopefully that's the next step. Hopefully we kind of get a little momentum and able to keep it and really put a team away. We're going to need to do that at some point in the season. But, you know, also having the grit to find ways to win and to keep battling and to just decide we're not going to lose this game, and that's I don't know, I think that's a big deal too.
Coach McClung, you might remember the last time we were 3-0, that was 2014, and we started that year 9-0.
Yeah, that was a really good team. We had a lot of talent back then. I just want to go 1-0 every week. Yeah. You know, I don't really worry about that kind of thing. I just worry about our football team, and you know, we want to win the district, and we want to get ready for playoff games. So, be great to start off with a bunch of wins, but you know, we just want to take it week to week and make sure that we're getting better every week.
With Union County coming in next week, it feels like the challenge gets just a little bit bigger every week, though.
Yeah, Union is, you know, they were runner-up in 3A last year. They're a really good team. They return some good kids, good running backs, very physical football team, some big linemen. So, you know, I expect it to be a big challenge. I expect them to be a very physical football team, and they're going to be the best team we've played so far to this point in the season.
Again, the Tigers win last night 30-28 over Marshall County. Thrilling game at Tiger Stadium in front of a big crowd, and hopefully the crowd only gets bigger next week with Union County coming into town. But, Coach, that game last night had so many twists and turns. It was like a roller coaster. Momentum shifted back and forth several times. There was one play in the first half where I thought the momentum shifted away from us, and that was when we got the intentional grounding call. And that was one of those close plays where it could have been called, it might not have been called, just up to the referees. I know the referee spoke with you a long time afterward explaining that. So what was kind of the explanation for that call?
Well, you know, we were complaining because we said he was outside the tackle box, which you can throw it away if you do that. And they threw the flag because they said it didn't go past the line of scrimmage. So initially, we thought they threw it because he wasn't outside the box, and he was, and they admitted that to me. That's what they were explaining to me. But they said the ball didn't get back to the line of scrimmage. It was pretty close, but it was maybe a few yards short. So, you know, we had some mistakes last night that really hurt. We're drive killers, you know, and we're getting better on offense, but we're not where we want to be yet. So, you know, penalties and bad snaps and turnovers and sacks, and that really puts us behind the eight ball. You know, we're not the kind of team yet that it's hard for us to convert. You know, in 2014, if it was first and 20, we didn't care. We could convert first, and we could convert third and 20. Yeah. You know, we had that kind of team, and we're not there yet offensively. You know, we got to stay ahead of the sticks, and but we also got to try to overcome those when we get behind, you know. But you know, the kids did a good job overall. We're still progressing there. We still got a lot to work on, but hopefully we'll continue to get there.
Yeah, I mentioned it was a wild game, but we never trailed in the contest. We had the lead the whole time, but when you see a 16-point lead go down to a 2-point lead, and it feels like the other team has the momentum, sometimes it's kind of tough to gear back up and grab that momentum back.
You know, anytime you get two high school teams that are fairly equal in talent, and you know, it momentum is the biggest part of the game, you know, and we had a lot of momentum going into halftime, and we let it slip away from us early in the second half, and it led to them getting back into the game. And luckily, we were able to regain the momentum and finish the game and got a win.
Got a couple of key stops late. You got the interception that thwarted one of their drives late, and then, you know, the big fumble and return for the touchdown by Cam Wilson there. So, again, the defense came up big for you.
Yeah, I was that interception that Kesey Wilson made on about the 5 or 6 yard line, man, that was a big time interception. I don't know. Kesey hasn't played football for the past 2 years. But, you know, he's 6'3", 6'4", kid, plays corner. And they ran a hitch route, and he drove down on it and picked it off. He had another big breakup on the goal line going the other way in the first half. So, you know, if you think about it, you know, you got a kid that in three, this is the second football game he's played in. Yeah. So, you know, he's starting to understand the game and making plays. And, you know, I really think he could be a really good player by the time he gets some more games under his belt. I think he might even help us on offense. So I like to see that. And, you know, that's a big part of our resurgence, I think, this year. We got a bunch of kids back out that should have been playing the past 2 years. And I think that's really helped us this year. And Kesey's in that junior class that has 18 kids. That's a really big class, and they're a lot of good players in there for this season, and then we're going to get them all back for next year. So hopefully we'll those kids will get the experience they need and then turn into big time players for us.
Yeah. Caldwell County with the win over Marshall County last night, 30-28 at Tiger Stadium. This is Saturday morning quarterback. We're at McDonald's in Princeton this morning. We need to get time out, but we'll come back and have more with the coaches after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
What are we going to do? Doctor, will he be okay?
Unexpected happens. Goodwin Insurance Agency has you covered with auto, home, life, commercial, boat, and RV insurance. That way, when the unexpected happens...
Congratulations, it's a girl.
You're covered.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Hey, it's Tess.
Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 9. We like playing games, but we love making winners.
Ah, look at you go, girl!
You did great, girl. You did wonderful.
You got it!
That is exciting.
Everything you need to know and a whole lot of fun. Start your day with us. All right. Weekday mornings, 6 to 9.
What station made you winner this morning?
WPKY.
WPKY in Princeton.
WPKY.
Go with the good old America. WPKY.
At U-Ride, the lot is always changing. Their ever-evolving inventory means you never know what treasure you'll find. From sporty coupes to family SUVs. Didn't spot your perfect car? Tell them what you're looking for. Their team will help track it down and get you behind the wheel fast. In-house financing makes driving away easy. And they're with you every mile because at U-Ride, they are committed to you after the sale. Discover what's new today at U-Ride on Marion Road in Princeton.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Caldwell County with a 30-28 win over Marshall County last night at Tiger Stadium in the home opener for the Tigers. And Coach Aaron McClung, we get to play at home for a while now.
Mm-hmm. Like first home game of six home games.
Yeah.
So we like that. You know, we didn't have to go get on. It was nice to not have to go get on a bus yesterday and make a two-hour trip like we made twice already this year. So didn't have to get on a bus at all. So yeah, it was nice to be home, and it was a nice night. You know, it wasn't miserably hot. So I love that. I love, and we got to. That was the first night we got to play under the new Tiger.
Yeah.
Lit up. So that was. I'm glad we. We christened that the new Tiger with the new win. So it was a good night. The crowd was amazing. Really good crowd. I was excited to see that. I knew Marshall would bring a good crowd too. So hopefully everybody made money and got to see a good game.
Yeah, Jeff, I know you like seeing the good crowds at Tiger Stadium. And not just a lot of people there, but it really got loud in Tiger Stadium last night.
Yeah, it's awesome. It adds to the atmosphere. The kids were dressed up and doing their thing, and they were there close to the field, and the crowd behind the kids, and, you know, decked out in mostly gold. That was pretty fun with the kids having the gold on gold uniforms, and then, you know, making big plays and, you know, having the crowd behind you. That definitely adds to the atmosphere, and it's a whole lot more fun playing football in front of a bunch of people than it is playing in front just a few.
Yeah, you can always hear when the team runs out, you know, how many people are there.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, that's a big deal. The kids get to, you know, you kind of get a little college or high school or NFL feel to the games whenever there's a bunch of people there and kind of get that. You know, it's kind of our little piece of that, but that makes it fun. That's what high school sports are for.
Well, the Gold Rush night was successful. Are we going to have a whiteout or something later in the season?
I don't know. We'll talk about that, kind of see how it goes, kind of try to coordinate with the Caldwell crazies that put stuff together in the school. We'll see if we can work something out sometime.
And we go all blue 1 week or something?
Well, I don't know.
We'll do it all the time.
Yeah.
How many uniform combinations we have?
Like? I don't know. We got three jerseys and three pairs of pants, so whatever that equals out.
Do that math, McGregor.
you can almost go the entire season and never wear the same uniform.
For sure go.
We'll see.
We can go about 10 full seasons and not wear the same combination.
We'd have to look at the blue jerseys and how they match up with some of the other combinations. They're a little dated compared to the other two, but we'll definitely do some different stuff.
That was a good game to have a Gold Rush type of night, though, and I think the only thing that would have made it better for me personally is if Marshall had worn orange and you'd done a little color
on
color.
Well, they were white on white.
Yeah, they're white on white.
Pants and white. Yeah. So they did their part for it, but you know, and it's to promote the Gold Rush and the Caldwell County Football Booster Club is kind of, you know, they do a lot of great fundraising things for our football program. So that was kind of their night to, you know, say, hey, look at us, we're here, and, you know, we're part of this and support them, and it's by in turn you support our football team too.
When you look at some of the stats last night, especially on the defensive side of the football, three guys getting into double figures in tackles, which is not really an easy thing to do on the tackle sheet, but Carter Bedell had 12 tackles last night, a couple of solo stops, two tackles for losses. Cam Wilson, 10 tackles, so he had a big night on the defensive side of the ball, obviously, a couple of tackles for losses. And Jack Roach with some big plays also. 10 tackles for him. So when you're seeing all that many guys get into double figures and tackles, that's some big nights.
Yeah, they're getting after it. I mean, they're doing what you want them to do defensively. They're flying around, getting to the football. I know the defense is primarily designed for those linebackers to get downhill and make tackles. And, you know, Coach Burke is going to use those guys aggressively. He's going to get after the quarterback, and he's going to bring a bunch of pressure from a lot of different angles. And those guys got to do a good job of getting down, and they've done a really good job of tackling. I thought our secondary tackled pretty well last night. There were a couple times that they were one-on-one on the edge, and they come downhill and made some good tackles. And, you know, you just got to take advantage of that. And, you know, we had a bust. There's some stuff defensively we have to work on, but sometimes, you know, it's kind of like in basketball when you play really aggressive man-to-man defense, you can get away with some foul stuff. I think football-wise with us right now, we can play really aggressive defensively, and that allows us to kind of get away with some other things. And you know, it's been really good for us so far.
Yeah, a couple of other guys had 8 tackles last night. Colson Maddox had 8 tackles. Derek Wilson made 8 stops last night. So there were a lot of guys getting around the football. And then Cam Wilson had the 2 fumble recoveries. Phillip Merritt had 2 fumble recoveries. And we won the turnover battle 5-2.
Yeah, just like we said last week, if you're winning that turnover battle, you give yourself a good chance to win the football game. And I know Marshall County's looking at it the other way. They're like, well, we turned the ball over too much to get a chance to win. But, you know, a lot of times, in our turnover battle, the defense is doing something to create those things. So that's kind of what I think we look at. And our defense was flying around and being aggressive and causing fumbles and ripping the ball out and getting interceptions. So that makes winning a little more slanted towards you when you get away from them a couple times.
Coach McClung, every week when I ask you the keys to success for the Tigers, you always mention turnovers.
Nick, because that's always the answer.
Yeah.
That's always the answer. Turnovers are mean extra possessions, and most of the time, if you have more possessions than the other team, you're going to win.
When we saw the Marshall County-Crittenden County game, it seemed like Marshall had fantastic field position the entire night. They were starting drives at the 40 or 45. I thought we were a little better off at making them have to go a little further on their drives than maybe Crittenden County was the previous week.
You know, I felt a little more comfortable kicking deep to them last night than I did against Hopkins Central. I knew the kid at Hopkins Central was a really good kick returner, but we felt like we could kick it deep against them, so that gave us – I felt like we could cover against Marshall better. And you know, it paid off because we put the one at the one. You know, the kid just assumed the ball was going to get in the end zone, and it stopped at the one-yard line. We almost got it, so that set us up for the safety. And you know, we had some good punts last night. Yeah, we shanked a couple, but we had some good punts. You know, and I was when I was watching the film this morning, I realized that they only punted once, and that that's because we caused a bunch of turnovers. But you know, if they would have punted it to us, it was a short punt. We probably would have returned it for a touchdown. I thought we had a really good chance to return a punt for a touchdown, but then we created all those turnovers and they only punted that one time.
We almost got a couple of kickoffs broken. You know, there was an opening there a couple of times.
We almost blocked their first punt too.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's good that we are. I feel like in both games that we made some plays in special teams, and that's another area that makes a big difference in games, turnover battling and winning the special teams part of the game can really have a big impact, and it has, I feel like, in the first 2 weeks of the season.
Got a big play from the offense early in the game on the Cam Wilson touchdown run. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the ensuing kickoff was where we pinned them at the one, and then got the safety. I think Jack Roach is the one that hit the running back mm-hmm. in the backfield, and then I think Duke Ward finished him off mm-hmm. for the safety.
You know, when we got them on the one, our defense really, we knew we were going to go after them, and they did a great job. I think we hit him about 4 yards in the end zone, and he almost made it out, but he didn't quite yeah. make it out. And, you know, that was a huge play when you look at it at the end of the night because we won by 2 points.
Yeah, I mean, that ended up being the difference in the game. It was 2 extra points. Looking at some offensive stats from last night, Marshall County actually ended up with more total yards, 279 to 216. The Marshals had 16 first downs. Caldwell County had 14. So Marshall was able to do some things offensively, but it's tough to make up for all those turnovers. And again, Caldwell County forcing 5 takeaways last night, so that was certainly a big part of the game. Looking at some individual stats, I think I may have looked at the numbers wrong last night on the football game broadcast, but Daylon Lander ran for 63 yards last night. Colson Maddox had 53, including a touchdown just before halftime. Cam Wilson had 49 yards. Jack Roach had 24. So a lot of running backs getting the football for you last night.
You know, that's something that we are different from last year. You know, last year our entire run game went through Cam Spikes. You know, I think Daylon only had about 50 yards rushing last season.
Yeah.
So, and we wanted him to run more, and he's being a little more decisive running the ball. And, you know, he was our leading rusher last night, and I think that's going to happen from time to time. If people want to overcommit to stopping our running backs, then we're going to let Daylon run. And he made some plays with his feet when we dropped back to pass, and that makes our offense better. That's another added weapon when he can make decisions and get his first downs, because that's you know, we were replacing 3 starting receivers from last year, so we got a lot of inexperienced kids playing receiver for us, so we need him to be able to make plays with his feet, and he's doing that for us right now.
It's kind of demoralizing for the other teams off our defense when they've got you 3rd and 8 and they get good pressure on the quarterback, and he slips out and runs for 12 yards and a first down.
Well, it's extremely demoralizing from my years as defensive coordinator, because you can have a perfect coverage, perfect defense call, and then the quarterback just takes off and gets a first down. It is very demoralizing, and I like having the ability to do that. You know, that's one of the benefits of having a quarterback that can throw and pass, and Daylon can do both those things for us.
It feels like Daylon is just a little more willing to get out of the pocket and go this year than maybe he was last year.
Yeah, he's physically really matured this year. You know, a lot of people don't realize he's, you know, he's just a sophomore last year, and you know, he's gotten bigger and stronger and more physical, and he's playing a lot of safety. He's playing physical at safety too. You know, he's coming downhill and hitting people and tackling well, and you know, he's just a physically more a tougher kid, and you have to be to do everything that he does for us.
Just 47 yards, though, in the passing game last night, and we saw Crittenden throw for a bunch of yards against Marshall County last week. Is it just a case of the timing's not there quite yet with the passing game?
Yeah, that is totally what it is. You know, we're just trying to build rapport between receivers and our quarterback. And, you know, they did do some different things. They did some different things last night that we didn't see on film. And, you know, we missed some open people, you know, and we dropped a couple passes. But, you know, I mean, we were moving the ball, and we're going to get better with experience. And some of these teams, these are not slouch teams. These are good teams. You know, Hopkins Central won last night, and Marshall won the week before. So, you know, they did a good job of preparing for us, and we got to do a better job of adjusting. And we'll watch the film and critique our kids, and we'll come back better the next week.
We did have 169 yards running the football.
We did, and that's, you know, we want to be able to do both things. And when we're struggling throwing the ball, we want to be able to lean on our run game, and we leaned on our run game last night. You know, I thought the offensive line played pretty good. We got lots of movement. We ran the ball inside and outside, and our pass protection was good. So I feel good about how the offensive line played. And, you know, when that part of your offense is playing well, you know, everything else will come along. It'll come along with time. We just need more practice time, and we'll keep getting better.
Yeah, Jeff, I thought we kind of held our own up front because Marshall County has a pretty good size.
Oh, they were big. They're big up front, and, you know, they're physical kids, and we kind of talked about that all week. And, you know, I think on both sides of the ball, you know, we played pretty well. I don't think we really got out physical. They had one long drive, I think, that they kind of got us on our heels. But after that, we got them moving around and bounce around, getting off blocks and getting after guys, and I think that was kind of a key to the game. You know, we're going to be undersized, so just about every week when we play defensive line wise, we're going to be smaller than most teams' offensive lines, and you know, even some of our offensive line guys are you know, not typical 250 pound guys, so they're just going to have to be physical and get after it. And I thought they did a pretty good job doing that on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I think the first thing people might have recognized when they walked in the stadium last night was Marshall had good numbers and good size.
Yeah, they have a lot of kids out. They have a bunch of kids on the team, and they definitely filled up the locker room and had two buses, and their roster's two or three pages long, and then they've got some good-sized kids that they put on the field. And some of those kids are not bad football players. I forgot his number, big number 75 or 76. Played some tackle, some defensive tackle was a big load. But, you know, those are those things. You just get in those battles with those guys, and you just got to keep after them. And, you know some plays they're going to get you, but most plays you want to come out on your side. So,
yeah, Coach McClung, what did you see last night that you guys need to work on now moving forward just to keep getting better and better? Because, like we said, Union County is probably going to be a little bit better than Hopkins County Central and Marshall County.
Well, you know, we need to work on our timing in our passing game, and we need to get better at screens. We haven't really and we hit a couple good screens last time, but we need to get better, because that's something that we need to get people out of the box, because we still want to run the ball, and if we can't get the ball out of the box faster, they're going to load the box on us, and so we need to get better at getting the ball out of the box. And defensively, you know, Union's got good running backs, and we tackled better last night than we did the week before, but there were still a couple plays where we had some missed tackles, and was, I think one about the 10-yard line where I had about four kids that should have got him down, and so because Union's going to run the ball, and they're going to be a real physical team running the ball. They have about three good running backs, and we're going to have to be physical and tackle if we're going to have a good night.
Well, that Silas Gunn over at Hopkins County Central can make you miss some tackles, and I think he had about 160 yards rushing the ball last night, and the Storm went to Todd County Central and won that game 36-6, so that's a team you've played, and it's a team that's in the district this year coming up in Todd County Central that we'll see later.
Yeah, we'll play them after the fall break. After fall break is over, we come back and play them on a Thursday night, and that'll be senior night, and so we'll see them down the road.
Tigers are 2-0 after beating Marshall County last night,
30-28, the final score out at Tiger Stadium on Gold Rush night. We're on Saturday Morning Quarterback live from McDonald's on 62 West this morning. We need to get to a break, but we'll come back and have more with the coaches in just a moment on 1580.
It's time for school. Make sure your child has the protection they need throughout the school year by ensuring they're up to date on their childhood immunizations. Immunizations save lives and prevent serious childhood diseases such as whooping cough, polio, meningitis, and more. The Penny Ryle District Health Department is ready to ensure your child's healthy future. Call your local health department today to schedule an appointment. You can also find us online at pennyrylehealth.org or on Facebook.
It's furniture season and you can score big at Brantley Furniture. Hey, this is Megan, and we have lots of inventory and great prices every day. When you come home from all the practices, games, and running around, you need to be able to kick back and relax. Need a new sofa? Maybe a sectional or recliner to kick back in. We've got it. The dining room table is an important part of the home, whether it's eating dinner together or doing homework. Get a good night's sleep with new bedding. We've got it all at Brantley Furniture in the heart of downtown Princeton.
Mark your calendars. September 6th, downtown Princeton comes alive with the Black Patch Festival. Kick off your morning with a hot pancake breakfast, stroll Main Street and discover unique arts and crafts, savor mouth-watering festival food, and try your luck in the cakewalk. Meet fascinating critters and catch the pedal tractor pull. As night falls, Songbird Entertainment provides a soundtrack. Follow Black Patch Festival on Facebook for updates. Don't miss this community celebration, September 6th in downtown Princeton.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morse at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
This morning, Caldwell County with a big win over Marshall County last night. 30-28 was the final score at Tiger Stadium. Tigers off to a 2-0 start with Union County coming to town next week. The Braves are 1-1 after a 40-13 win over Crittenden County last night. So that's a couple of teams coming up eventually on the Tiger schedule. We'll see Crittenden County later in the season. That'll be a district game. But Coach McClung, Union County coming to town next week, and 1-1 this season. But you feel like they have to have taken at least some kind of step backward after the Johnson kid graduated after about a 10-year run, it felt like, at Union County.
Yeah, they can't replace him in 1 year. They have some really good kids. They got the Fletcher kid is been a long time starter. He's really good. The McPeak kid has been a long time starter and he's really good. They do have a future Jaron Johnson coming up. They have a couple freshmen I think that are really good. So, you know, they've always had some good athletes over there, and they play. You know, Coach Johns does a good job. They play a very physical style of football. They're gonna come after you. They're gonna hit you. That's the way Union County they always are. So it'll be a hard fought physical game, guaranteed. So hopefully we'll be ready, and you know, we'll play our best game.
At one time in that series, it kind of felt like we had their number. But recently, I think they've kind of had our number.
Yeah, definitely have. Of course, you know, the last 3 years, they've been really, really good. It's probably as good a run in Union County that has ever had. And, you know, they're kind of going through the stage where we went through in the 2010s and went to the state championship game. And, you know, their numbers are really good. Obviously, when you play in the state championship, you're going to get kids out. And they've had a coaching staff that has stayed there a while. Coach Johns has been there a while, and all his assistants have been there a while. So, you know, they're doing a really good job over there. And you know, it's always been a good kind of rivalry game, but it's not really a hostile rivalry. You know, we're pretty friendly with those guys, but we played a lot of really competitive games with them, and it's got a, you know, the series. We've had some really good games in there, even I think all the way back to 2003 when I first came to Caldwell County. We had some really competitive games with them, so hopefully it'll be another good Friday night football game.
Yes, and with the success they've had recently, they're going to bring a good crowd Friday night.
For sure, they'll bring a good crowd. They've gotten really excited about football over there in the last few years, and they'll have a good crowd, and especially if they want to beat us, so and we want to beat them, so you know, people will show up to see us play. You know, we're big rock. We play little league against each other in middle school all the way through. So you know, our two communities, we both like football, and you know, it's a good series.
Checking the scoreboard from last night, a close game over at Cadiz. Hart County pulling out a 35-34 win over Trigg County. And, Coach, that came down to a two-point try late that Trigg didn't get.
Yeah, you know, Hart County was, I think they played in regional finals last year in 3A. So, you know, I know they graduated a lot, but, you know, they're a tough football program too, you know, and Trigg's improved. So I would imagine that was a really exciting game. And, you know, I didn't know how that would go, so it's pretty interesting to see that it was that close of a game. And sounds like it went right down to the wire.
Big game in Madisonville last night, a big rivalry matchup. The Madisonville North Hopkins Maroons and the Hopkinsville Tigers. I think that series goes back to about 1907. Of course, it'll come to an end with the consolidation over in Hopkinsville, but Madisonville had the better of Hoptown last night, 42-19.
Yeah, it sounds like Madisonville's got a really good team this year. You know, I know they beat Union County early in the year, and they have a really exceptional kid playing running back, the Hightower kid. So it sounds like Madisonville's really got it rolling.
Yeah, those teams have been around for a while. The first team that Princeton High School ever played in 1911 was Hopkinsville, and the third team was Madisonville. So,
wow.
And the Tiger nickname comes from Madisonville. Did you know that?
I did not know
that. Yeah, there you go. So when Princeton High School played at Madisonville, the thought was that Madisonville had been playing for a while and would win easily. It ended up being a 6-0 game. Well,
folks at Madisonville wrote the folks at Princeton after the game and said, yeah, you know, be proud of your guys. They fought like Tigers.
Wow, that's cool.
So I guess the Tiger.
What were our names before then?
I don't know that we had a nickname before then. 1911,
where you live.
No numbers on jerseys or any of that stuff either. So different time, but just a little history lesson this morning on the Madisonville-Hoptown rivalry. Hate to see that go away, but I know Madisonville deliberately scheduled Hopkinsville this year because it was Hopkinsville's last year, and they wanted to have that rivalry game one more time.
Yeah, well, that's cool. I'm glad that they got to play it one more time. That sounds like a lot of history behind that game.
Another score last night, Murray over Callaway County, 50-10. That game was played at Murray State University, and we'll see Murray last game of the regular season.
Not in the district anymore, but it looks like Murray is putting together a pretty solid season.
Yeah, they're really good. They got a lot of talent coming back, you know, and they're moved up to 3A, and they feel like that they got shot to make a run at the 3A title. So that wasn't surprising to me. I kind of thought Callaway might be a little overmatched, and they have been for about the last 8 or 9 years, so that I wasn't super surprised by that score. And we play Murray on Halloween, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's on Halloween.
What will be the theme for that night, Jeff? We would have a theme for the Halloween game.
Yeah, it is. Get on the bus with the wind.
Checking some other scores. We told you Hopkins Central won at Todd County Central 36-6.
Mayfield rolled over Christian County 55-0. Again, we'll see Todd County. We'll see Mayfield a little bit later on. Those are both big district games.
Yeah, those are district games. We see Mayfield first Friday night in October. I think it's right before fall break, and then we come back and play Todd. So a lot of games to happen before then. So we've got a lot of things that we're going to need to improve on. You know, Mayfield is a top five 2A team in the state, and it's a district game, so hopefully we'll put ourselves in a position where we can be competitive and get in and have a shot at a district title, and that'll be a big game that determines that.
There was a Thursday game this week.
Clarksville Academy big over Fort Campbell, 45-0. So Fort Campbell back in the district again this season, but they're kind of off to a bit of a rough start.
Yeah, they play two of those Clarksville schools. It's really hard to measure those because I don't have any idea how good those Clarksville schools are. Northwest and Clarksville Academy, they got beat bad in both those games, but I think those are both pretty big schools, and that's a pretty rough way to start the season. But I do know the Fort Campbell returns a quarterback and running back and some other key kids, so I'm sure that they will be better by the time they play us.
It's still early enough in the year that it's almost difficult to pin down some of the opponents you're playing. You can watch the game film, but you don't really know how good the team they're playing is, so you're not. It's kind of hard to handicap teams at this point.
It is till you start playing some common people, and it kind of gives you a little bit of better feel. But then even then, you can't completely pin it down because matchups really go a long way into determining how games go. But this time of the year, it's incredibly hard to determine who is really good based on wins and losses, because you never know who they played.
Jeff, the first two games, it's kind of come down to the other team's size and our quickness, and I think for the most part, our quickness is winning out a lot.
Yeah, so far so good, right? So yeah. You know, that's the thing about being a little bit undersized is you got to find something to utilize that maybe the other guys don't have. And we do have a little bit of quickness, and our team speed has improved, so hopefully we can kind of keep that theme going.
Seemed like we blitzed quite a bit last night on defense and got some guys in the backfield, and seems like Duke's chasing people down all the time in the backfield. But, Jack and Carter and all those guys get some good pressure.
They do. One of the things, Coach Burgett's moving these guys around, and they're slanting and twisting, and we've got some other stuff in, and he's bringing a little pressure here and there, and then sometimes he's bringing a lot of pressure. So he's kind of dialing things up, and that kind of frees some guys up. And a guy like Duke, who is quick, and he's not a real big guy in stature, but he's got a big heart, and he plays bigger than he is, and he's tough to get a hold of. And once he kind of gets by you, he's gone. He's kind of off to the races. So that's kind of why he gets a chance to play in there some. And then, those other guys are kind of heavy hitters when you're talking about, Cam and Jack and Carter. Those are bigger kids that they can kind of offset that size differential some, and they come downhill and want to hit you. So that's an important part of it.
It would be nice to go out there one time though and have a bit of a size advantage, but I can recall a 1998 Tiger team that wasn't very big up front, and they did okay.
Yeah, sometimes it's not, what is it, the old saying is, it's not the size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog. I've always liked that quote, so we can kind of live by that mantra a little bit. I think we did last night some, and hopefully we can kind of keep that going.
Again, if you just joined us, Tigers with a big win last night, holding off Marshall County 30-28 out at Tiger Stadium. This is Saturday Morning Quarterback. We're live from McDonald's this morning. We need to get to a break. Back with more with the coaches after this on 1580 103.3 WEKY.
Since 1894, serving as your steadfast local banking choice for Fredonia Valley Bank. The world has transformed since then, but their dedication to you, their neighbors, has not wavered. Navigate financial complexity with a bank that's powered by 129 years of excellence. They're committed to investing in their community and the prosperity of their customers. Remember, choose local, live local, dine local, shop local, and bank local. Fredonia Valley Bank, where local people make local decisions. Your genuine community bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Summer nights, windows down, adventure calls. At U-Ride in Princeton, your next road trip just got a whole lot closer without breaking the bank. From reliable sedans to spacious SUVs, there's something for every dreamer and cruiser. Need help with financing? U-Ride offers in-house options that fit your budget so you can turn those summer plans into reality. Drive away happy. U-Ride, committed to you after the sale. Visit them on Marion Road to start your journey today.
This is Kevin Meacham, H&R Agripire. Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like the Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more details. Come by 4900 Eagle Way in Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
It's time for school. Make sure your child has the protection they need throughout the school year by ensuring they're up to date on their childhood immunizations. Immunizations save lives and prevent serious childhood diseases such as whooping cough, polio, meningitis, and more. The Penny Ryle District Health Department is ready to ensure your child's healthy future. Call your local health department today to schedule an appointment. You can also find us online at pennyrylehealth.org or on Facebook.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
We are at McDonald's this morning on Saturday Morning Quarterback. Coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley with us this morning. Tigers with a win over Marshall County last night, 30-28. Of course, it's fall. It's always a busy sports time. Soccer will be at home on Tuesday. Tigers and Lady Tigers hosting Hopkinsville at Butler Stadium for a big doubleheader there. And Jeff Volleyball has a big match on Tuesday. They're going over to Madisonville North Hopkins for a 7th district contest.
Oh, that's huge. Yeah, that's huge for those girls. They're on a little bit of a roll. They got had a little setback on at Muhlenberg County, but they had a really good weekend at the SmackDown in Hopkinsville. And I'm sure this Madisonville thing is a big rivalry for them and probably go a long way to deciding what the district looks like. So they'll be ready to go.
Yeah, this is always a fun time of year.
It is. It's fun. It's busy. It's busy when you've got, you know, kids going everywhere, but you know the kids are rocking and rolling, and every team's playing. The golf team's out doing their thing. So it's fall is a super busy time.
And you guys have a new way to kind of keep up with the teams.
We do. We're in the process of building and launching a Caldwell County Athletics app. You can see it on social media, and there are some QR codes up in the stadium last night. So if you'll look for CC Tiger Athletics on your Google Play or on the iStore, whatever, you can get an app. And our goal with this app is to have a one-stop place where you can get all your information about Caldwell County High School Athletics. And on one app, you can click on that. We'll do our best to link every Your Sports Edge story we can that revolves the Caldwell and the WPKY stuff that you guys put out that comes through there. And you can buy, well, there's a link to GoFan and buy GoFan tickets. There's a link to the school's website, so you can kind of, you can, if you use that as your hub, I think you can get to about whatever you need as far as Caldwell County goes, or Caldwell County Schools and Athletics goes.
Big night last night for the Tigers. Coach, you mentioned earlier the big Tiger on the cab gym is 1-0, so that's always great. That thing looked great, all lit up, and I think Caldwell County has one of the better home field advantages around Western Kentucky, one of the better places to play. Stadium was clean, it was full last night. Like I said, you look on the wall up there and there's the big Tiger, and I kind of think other teams enjoy coming here to play too.
Yeah, it's a great place to watch a game. It's probably one of the best stadiums in Western Kentucky. You know, it's really cool. You get to see the sunset or 7 p.m. game, and you know, late in the season, it's really cool because it's one of the coldest places because you're out in the wind.
You're on the hill. Yeah.
It is cold, but you know, I guess that's part of the home field advantage. You know, and it's great for visiting teams. You know, they got a nice locker room. It's right next to the stadium. So, you know, it's a really great place for high school football.
Yeah, nice new track around the field, Jeff, and all those good things.
Yeah, our facilities are great. You know, that's kudos to Dr. Roach and the Board of Education for making an investment in those things and kind of sprucing things up and kind of getting things modern. So I think our facilities we don't have multi-million dollar stadiums, but we have as nice facilities as you do in Western Kentucky, I think. So, you know, it's a concerted effort by a lot of people. So that's, you know, probably I don't want to start naming people because I'll miss somebody. But it is. It's a great place to play. And when the stands are full, all that sound comes off the hill right towards the field. And that makes it fun.
That logo on the side of the cab, though, I heard a lot of people say last night that I kind of missed the old Tiger, but that looks really good.
Yeah, it does look really good. And, you know, the old Tiger is a nostalgic thing that I think you just get used to. And even opponents, when it wasn't up, were asking about where it went. And, you know, those are things that you get accustomed to in your feelings. But, you know, sometimes you have to modernize a little bit, and I think, you know, we've done a really great job with the signage that looks good setting up there. And I was listening to somebody come in When Heather and I drove in, they were talking about how you could go to their field at one time and not tell where you were. Well, yeah. You've never had that issue at Caldwell County. It's always been, you know, it's always looked good. There's always been blue and gold. There's always been Caldwell County stuff, and the Tigers have been everywhere. So that's kudos to being here.
Again, the Tigers 2-0 after beating Marshall County last night. Of course, lots of high school football we've talked about this morning. Camden, time to get to some college football action. What's going on today?
Yeah, we got Toledo playing against Kentucky at 11:45, and that'll be a pretty good matchup between the two teams. You got Western Kentucky playing against North Alabama, and then Murray State opens their season off against Eastern Tennessee State University. Some of the big games are Ohio State and Texas. I think that'll be a pretty good game. And College Game Day's there, and it's a last game for Lee Corso's head game pick. So that'll be a pretty special moment for him and the College Game Day crew. Then you got Alabama, Florida State, Clemson, LSU. Then tomorrow you got Notre Dame and Miami. So a bunch of good college early season matchups that really at the end of the season it does matter, but week one you're going to have a lot of mistakes, a lot of miscues, and really changes how the season goes. So
yeah, Kentucky definitely needs a win today. I hate to think what happens if Kentucky doesn't win today. It's going to get ugly in a hurry, but positive thoughts, go Cats, and, you know, it's always a big day. Coach, congratulations on the win last night over Marshall County. What kind of preview can you give us on Union County coming up next week?
They want to run the ball first, and they're physical team. You know, they're gonna be really aggressive. They're gonna blitz. They're gonna bring it right at you. We got to be ready for them.
Yeah. Again, you go back to last night. There were just so many big plays, and like I said, I know there were some mistakes, and the execution wasn't always perfect. But man, you had to like the way your team got after it.
Yeah, I do. You know, I like that we were able to. We came out playing pretty good early, and then we kind of lost the momentum, and then we kept fighting and got it back at the end of the game. And you know, that you want to see your team. You know, you want to just run away with every game, but that's not a reality. You know, your team has to overcome dips and momentum, and we did that, and we had some guys step up when we needed. And your big time players make big plays to win games, and that's what happened last night. So that's good, and we need to keep that going.
It was a fun night if you were a Tiger fan. A little nerve-wracking at times, but Caldwell County with a big 30-28 win over Marshall County. And again, Union County will be here next week. Coaches, appreciate you guys coming in on Saturday Morning Quarterback this morning.
No problem. I heard that if Kentucky beats Toledo, Will Brown's going to paint his body blue and gold and run a lap around the track in the Union County game.
Had to get some video of that. That'll be a Max's moment right there.
Who are we supposed to root for?
I might have to root for Toledo.
Well, that's going to wrap us up this morning from McDonald's on 62 West. Again, thanks to coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley for being with us, Camden McGregor and Abby Cowan on controls here at McDonald's this morning. This is Todd Griffin. Thanks a lot for joining us on Saturday Morning Quarterback here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.